The Mountains in Summer. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido. In collaboration with Saga. The Mountains in Summer by Vilmark and Sun. Taken a long hike in the mountains and expected to get to the Trekking Association cabin within the hour. It was hot, the sun was shining, and no wind, so I was only wearing a small pair of swimming trunks. There was a woman walking along a few hundred feet ahead of me. She took off her backpack and stooped down to drink when she crossed the stream. I could tell she was wearing nothing but a tiny bikini. "Isn't it nice to stop for water?" I said when I caught up with her. She jumped. She hadn't noticed I was behind her. "Hi," she said, a little surprised. "Had thought I'd be here by myself this late at the day." I couldn't help but look at her when she stood up, her tan body glistening with sweat. She was a striking woman, and we started talking about our hikes. I quickly noticed an erotic tension between the two of us. That made sense, really. We were both close to naked in this wild and beautiful nature. And a whole day in the sun is, as we all know, a potent aphrodisiac. It was only natural that we kept each other company to the cabin. We arrived late. The lovely cabin host greeted us, but apologised and said that all the beds were taken. The only solution he could offer was that we could have a camping bed in the attic, if we wanted. Some other people were spending the night there too, but there would still be plenty of space. The host thought we were a couple. As he showed us the way, he looked at me with a wink and said, "If we move this chest of drawers a little, you'll have a secluded space for the night." After dinner, I suggested we should go down to the water for a swim. "Good idea," said Anna, which her name was. "I was going to have a shower, but a swim sounds way better." When we got down to the water, I took off all of my clothes and dove in. I was a little curious as to whether Anne would follow my lead and go in naked or not, and I knew what I hoped the answer would be. She did, and that was only natural, seeing that neither of us had time to wash since the hike. We swam slowly out from the shore, noticing how the sun had warmed the water at the surface, but it was cooler deeper down. We'd yet to touch each other, but when we stopped and treaded water, I put my hands on her hips and pulled her towards me. She looked into my eyes and smiled. I found her mouth and kissed her, first gently, then more passionately, before we ducked underwater and came up back huffing and puffing.